Our guest is the host of the Tiger Woods podcast on the terrific Believe Podcast Network. On Twitter, use the handle at Mr. Rogers. We welcome back our returning champ, Cam Rogers, joins us. Cam, how is life treating you these days?
Steve, great to be with you, sir. And let me tell you, the bright side about the Masters being in November, Tiger has been the defending champion for not 12 months, but for 19 months. So how about that?
Yeah, I got to tell you, I was walking my dogs at 8 this morning, and it's a little drizzly. It's 36 degrees. I got my thermals on, my hoodie, and it hits me. All right, don't forget, I got to talk Masters with Cam today. So when you think about the azaleas, Amen Corner, and green jackets in the middle of football season, Cam, how strange is this?
Yeah, you know, I think one thing we learned in 2020, Steve, is that we need to adapt. And I think the players are doing it, the fans are doing it, the media is doing it as well. I mean, it's going to be quite a weekend. Obviously, we were going to have LSU in Alabama. That won't happen. But a full slate of college football, and then you have the Masters, and then the NFL, and you have CBS, for example, sort of playing circus with juggling the Masters and their NFL package at the same time. So it really is a different feel. College game day will be at Augusta National on Saturday. That will be an interesting viewing experience. Look, I'm here for it. I'm a big fan of the fall season. I love Thanksgiving time. I love Christmas time as well, seeing family, seeing friends in a lesser scale in 2020. But, you know, I think throwing in the Masters makes it all that much more better.
No, I can't wait to see how this plays out. I want to start with Tiger. I've said for a decade, if he's healthy, there's a history. Jack Nicklaus, Ben Crenshaw, Freddie Couples, just sometimes they rise up at Augusta National. The course suits their game. His last tour win was a year ago. Obviously, like you said, he's been the defending champ for a long while. What are your expectations for Tiger this week?
Yeah, so I think there are two ways to kind of look at it here, Steve. First of all, you can go from the course history standpoint, like you were saying, and also the recent form standpoint. So let's start with the negative, which is the recent form. And I'll give you a snapshot of how Tiger was playing leading up to the 2019 Masters. He was gaining strokes off the tee with his irons around the green and with his putter. So gaining strokes meaning against the field. So he was a better than average player in all of those categories entering the 2019 Masters. Entering this 2020 Masters in the 8 measured events leading up, he's losing strokes off the tee, losing strokes around the green, losing strokes putting. The only thing he's gaining is actually with his iron, so he's doing pretty well with those. But with that said, you look at the course history, defending champion, and Tiger has played well after long layoffs before. You go back to 2010, Steve, right after the scandal and the long layoff and Tiger returning to the game, he finishes tied for fourth at Augusta National, and he really didn't play all that well, but yet scored. And then you go to 2015 when he had the chipping yips and the back issues and miraculously had a tie for 17th finish at the Masters. So there's something about driving down Magnolia Lane, and it's not just for Tiger. You mentioned Freddie and Langer as well and Phil. They just perform, and it really doesn't matter about the recent form going into that particular year. So I think for Tiger Woods, there's always a chance at Augusta National. I've been on your show kind of being very sober about Tiger's chances at, like, the U.S. Open or the PGA Championship. But for Augusta, this is a different ballgame for him.
Talking Masters with Cam Rogers of the Believe Podcast Network. You know, it wasn't that long ago when a major surfaced, we looked to Brooks Koepka, and he played really well at the majors last year, won the PGA. But here in 2020, a lot of knee issues, hip issues. He's healed up, played well in Houston last week. So how do you like where his game is and his chance to make some noise?
Yeah, Brooks has been an interesting study here in 2020, up and down campaign so far. But if you want to go right to last week at the Houston Open, he carded back-to-back 65s on the weekend, and something tells you that maybe things are starting to heat up for old Brooksy, because that's kind of how he performs. He wants to peak during the majors, and that's something that Tiger Woods has talked about throughout his career. Brooks is a similar way. Finished in fifth place last week at the Houston Open, and of course was right there with Tiger last year. So if you want to talk about a major championship and Brooks' chances, they certainly are great, and nobody's really talking about him because we're all talking about Bryson DeChambeau and his 48-inch driver and Tiger Woods defending his title and McIlroy going for the career Grand Slam. Slowly but surely, Brooks is kind of creeping up, and I think he really has a real shot this week. He's inside my top 10 in terms of my power ranking.
Well, I guess there's no way around bringing up the bomber. You mentioned DeChambeau is going to turn some of these par fives like 13 and 15 into pitching potholes. He won the Rocket Mortgage July 4th and made a mockery of a beast like Wingfoot to win the U.S. Open. But it's, you know, just his third Masters as a pro. Possibly his time now, or this course, you can't just bomb your way through.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be interesting, Steve. The weather is going to be quite the story this week, particularly on Thursday, where we are looking at 90% chance of thunderstorms and precipitation. So this could be a sloshy, soggy Augusta National, which means not a lot of roll with your tee shots, which also means probably will cater to the bombers like a Bryson DeChambeau. But you mentioned it, not a lot of experience coming off a U.S. Open victory. A lot of pressure being that most recent major champion, so everybody's talking about you. His press conference today was actually longer than Tiger Woods's. It was nearly a half hour, so people are really starting to buy into this whole Bryson DeChambeau movement, and I think it's great for the game. In terms of his chances this week, I've got him in my power rankings inside the top 10. I don't think he wins. Very rarely do favorites win major championships these days in the post Tiger domination era, if you will. I think we have to give it a little bit of time. I think he'll play well, and like you said, he'll have very short shots into the par five, so he will score, but I wonder if that lack of experience will come into play, and maybe on a Sunday afternoon where, you know, instead of winning, he finishes tied for like sixth or something like that. I'm not saying he's going to miss the cut. I don't think he's going to win, though.
Can't talk a major without DJ. Dustin Johnson tied for second at the Houston Open with Matsuyama, two shots back. He's won three times in 2020, tied for second behind Tiger last year. Led the U.S. Open heading into Sunday, shoots 68, but then, of course, Colin Morikawa shoots 64. He's been in the top 10 of the Masters recently, last four, I think. What do you make of DJ shot?
I love his chances. I think he has a very real shot at winning this week and is coming in with great form, as you talked about, played well at the Houston Open. By the way, a risky move by PGA Tour golfers who were already qualified for the Masters and really didn't need to play, even though if you were to win, you wouldn't be qualified this week. You'd be qualified for in April. But they were playing amongst fans, Steve. 2,000 fans every single day, and with the pandemic, I mean, you're risking testing positive and all of this stuff. Anyway, DJ's good. He's negative. I like his chances a lot, and I think he's going to be one of those bombers at the top of the leaderboard come Sunday afternoon. Par 5 scoring is critical at Augusta National. You have to take advantage, particularly of 13 and 15, but maybe 8 and number 2 as well. And I think Dustin Johnson can do that. He has an all-around game that is just working. All comes down to the putter with him. If he can just be field average with his putter, doesn't have to be magical, just field average because he's so good at everything else, I think he'll be a major player this week.
Talking contenders at this most unique new November Masters with Cam Rogers, does the Tiger Woods podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. On Twitter, you could also try at Believe Podcast. You know, I feel with Rory McIlroy, he's here, he's gone, then he's back. I mean, he's made his Masters run, but of course his most the most substantial memory is the disaster in 2011. I feel right. He can't be ignored, but maybe a tough sell this year. What do you think about Rory heading in?
Yeah, Rory has sort of been a curious case as well so far in this PGA Tour season, and it's not like he's playing poorly, but for Rory's standards, you expect top 10s after top 10s, and his last two starts, 17th and 21st, really hasn't been a factor at the major championships in the last calendar year. But you talk about that Masters resume going back to 2011, where he finished 15th, should have been a lot better, of course. But after that, really does have a string of nice top 10 finishes at this tournament. So again, I think he will play well, somewhat like a Dustin Johnson. I don't have him winning this week, but I think McIlroy is really set up to do some damage on the par fives. He's still a premier driver of the golf ball, one of the best on the PGA Tour, and that's going to matter this week at Augusta National, because if you're not getting a lot of roll and you're missing the fairway, that means you're making long shots into the greens, and it's a lot harder to get the ball close. I think McIlroy, that won't be a problem for him. I think he'll be pretty successful this week. Going for the career Grand Slam, though, as they say, you know, winning your second might be the hardest, but I would say winning the career Grand Slam might be the hardest on the PGA Tour. Just ask Mr. Phil Mickelson, for example.
Yep. You can't ignore the recent champs, and we know he's not going to win a popularity contest, but he's got a green jacket. Patrick Reed, the 2018 champ, who followed that up with a fourth at the U.S. Open, one top 10 only in the majors since. He was top 15 last week's event. What do you make of his game right now and a chance to finish well up the leaderboard?
Yeah, you know, I like Patrick Reed, and I don't know him personally. I don't know too much about his personal life aside from what everybody else knows, but I think he's been playing really solid golf under the radar. Like you said, he's not going to steal the headlines or anything like that, not going to have giant crowds behind him in a non-pandemic world, if you will. But his game is really setting up well here for Augusta National. He's not going to crush the ball off the tee, but what I think is going to be the ultimate equalizer this week is the around the green game, because I think that the different growth in the grasses around the green here in November don't really have a similar feel as April. And a lot of the players are saying that. And not to get into the weeds about all of this, no pun intended, but chipping around the greens is going to be a lot harder in November compared to typical April Masters, just because of the way in which the grass grows. So for Patrick Reed, he's one of the premier chippers of the golf ball. So I'm really zeroing in on that stat, as well as I'm trying to project my winners and my top 10 finishers, if you will. He's going to be a guy I'm staring at. He's inside my top 10 as well. I think he will be a major factor. And look, the first page of the leaderboard is not going to be bomber after bomber after bomber, right? You're going to have some exceptions here. So I think Reed is one of them.
A couple final thoughts for Cam Rogers of the Tiger Woods podcast. Justin Thomas, like DeChambeau, 27, already has 13 PGA Tour wins. He's got a major, a PGA. Although his best Masters was last year at 12th, was real steady coming in. His Friday, Saturday, and Sunday round followed a 73, and he ran second in the last event he played. With where his game is at, what kind of shot you give JT?
Yeah, another guy inside my top 10 here, and his iron game is probably the best in the world right now, and we know that Augusta National is known as being a second shot course. Maybe not so much this week, because I think there's more emphasis on driving the golf ball with less roll out there on a soggy course. But still, I think JT's iron game is really going to carry him into the weekend. I think he's a surefire bet for a top 15 finish. Like you mentioned, still waiting for that first top 10 at Augusta. But if you want to go off of progression, 39th, 22nd, 17th, 12th last year, maybe this is the year he gets inside the top 10. He's a scorer. He's a fantastic birdie maker. He should feast on the par five. So I like Justin Thomas a lot this week. And look, I think this is going to be a pretty chalky leaderboard come Sunday afternoon, if you will. A lot of the favorites will be on that first page just because it's a smaller field. I think there's going to be less players on the golf course in the weekend because of a new cut rule that was in place. Was put in place earlier this week. So I think a lot of the cream will rise to the top, and I think JT is one of those people.
And in closing, while we'll keep an eye on other big names, Jason Day, Ricky Fowler, Finau, Matsuyama, you're looking past them all to the Spaniard, who was ninth behind Tiger last year, fourth in 2018, number two in the world golf ranking. So, Kim, make your case for John Rahm getting fitted for a new jacket on Sunday.
Yes, John Rahm will be your Masters champion on Sunday afternoon, according to me at least, which doesn't mean too much. But with that said, look, this is a guy, Steve, who has no weaknesses whatsoever in his game. I listed off the strokes gain stats for Tiger Woods. Look, John Rahm is gaining strokes on the field in every statistical category. winner earlier this year at the Memorial, winner at the BMW Championship, has floated around at the majors so far in this calendar year. So, look, John Rahm is going to bomb it out there. He's going to have great success on the par fives, and he's starting to have that demeanor of a major champion. The knock on him earlier in his career was he was a bit of a hothead, temper tantrum sometimes, can't really stand in the midst of pressure during a major championship. All of that is just a narrative now that really doesn't have much merit to it, because John Rahm has really developed his major championship game. I think he shows it this week. I think he hoists the green jacket on Sunday afternoon.
And, of course, he would join Seve and Sergio and Olazabal and the great lineage right. of Masters winners from Spain. That would be pretty interesting. All right, folks, he's Cam Rogers. He does the Tiger Woods podcast as part of the fantastic Believe Podcast Network. His Twitter handle is at MrRogers99. Cam, it's always fun catching up. Great information. Enjoy the weekend. Like you said, it's going to be loaded. And we always appreciate your time and look forward to catching up again down the road.
Hey, Steve. Appreciate it. Enjoy the week, and should be a fun finish on Sunday. Take care.
All right. Take it easy.